Rabies shot.
What do you call it? Inoculated. Yes. That's the correct term. Well, come on down.
We can do it. Well, got anything else? How's the fertilizing going? And then we'll need your business hours and location, please, sir.
Fertilizer's going good. It's a new one that I had them mixed up specifically for me because I don't like my nitrogen just disappearing. I like it to stretch out. It's called Plot Strong. Mm-hmm. We played it off the Turf Strong. Turf Strong we brought in a few years ago that I also had them blend specific for us. That is a very special turf fertilizer. Mm-hmm. As is Plot Strong. It's nothing you can find anywhere else. It's a great product.
Fantastic. Well, I bet the deer hunters are loving it, and I'm sure you've got a lot of other stuff to offer for people as well. But
I can put it on paper how much it will save a person.
Well, that's good. Make sure to show everybody that comes in to get a bag. Show them how much it's going to save them, because I tell you, that's the big thing this year is, you know, how can we get our stuff in the ground at the cheapest amount possible, but it's going to last and last. So that's always a plus.
Well, you can get a better product and save money.
That's something right there. And speaking of saving money, Randy, can you give us your location and hours, please?
Yes, we are at 1154 South Memorial Drive. That happens to be in Prattville Farms.
Oh.
On Highway 31, just a little south of the Uptown McDonald's. 7 to 6, Monday through Friday. 7 to 2 on Saturday.
All right. Well, Randy, we appreciate you calling us, and we'll be talking to you next week.
Hey, thank y'all.
Thank you.
What next?
Let's listen for Joey.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. Nearly 63 million people have filed for first-time jobless help since the pandemic started. When we factor in the latest numbers in this morning, the weekly numbers slightly lower than expected.
837,000 initial claims filed, continuing claims, and this is for the week ending September 16th. We came in better than expected, much better than expected, the estimate, 11.767 million.
Fox's Cheryl Cassoni. And a senior advisor to the Trump re-election campaign says he's stepping down.
Citing overwhelming stress, Brad Parscale says he's stepping away from his job. He was demoted as Trump campaign manager in July, but remained on the re-election effort working on digital projects. On Sunday, his wife Candace called police over concerns he was trying to harm himself and has since issued a statement denying Parscale physically abused her.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of very nice days will continue for an extended period of time. Today, we actually warm back up briefly into the low 80s before the second cold front of the week arrives. By late afternoon, so tonight, clear, pleasantly cool, overnight low temperature 54. Tomorrow, just about perfect. Nice breeze, sunshine, low humidity, high in the low 70s. Then clear Friday night, jacket weather, overnight low temperature in the upper 40s by first thing Saturday morning. And the weekend, picture postcard perfect, with highs in the 70s, sunshine, lows in the 50s for the first weekend in October. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health says that more than 750 people are currently hospitalized with COVID-19 across the state. The total case count is now over 137,000. Health officials say close to 2,400 people have now died from the virus. Governor Kay Ivey has extended the statewide mask mandate until November 8th. State health officials say the mask mandate is helping cut down on the spread of the coronavirus across the state of Alabama. And Troy University named George Beaudry as the new chief of the campus police department. He's a former captain with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. Beaudry takes over for former chief John McCall, who was fired back in June after posting inflammatory Facebook comments about the death of George Floyd. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Okay, places, y'all.
Last Sunday, millions of viewers tuned in to the all-new return of Fox Animation Domination.
I love it!
And Sunday,
yes,
it's another night of new episodes.
2 weeks in a row. This is very good for us.
Catch The Simpsons.
Like Carumba.
Bless the Hearts.
Woo-hoo!
Bob's Burgers.
Yes!
And Family Guy.
Terrific.
Because when it comes to all-new comedies, who wouldn't want more?
I want more.
I just don't want to do anything to earn it.
Sunday only on Fox.
Sunday on Fox 20.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one. Don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for tax relief that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-704-9936. 800-704-9936. 800-704-9936.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Alongside me in the studio here, Eddie Bader.
How you doing, Eddie?
I'm doing great, Joey. How you doing, man?
Doing well. Jack Campbell should be joining us shortly. I talked to him about 30 shopping minutes ago, and he seems to be doing well, so he should be joining us live from his kitchen.
You guys have breakfast with me?
I don't know. I didn't ask him about what he ate.
Breakfast together.
No, I didn't have breakfast with them. No, you're feeling left out?
No, I'm just asking. You know, some people were asking about it. I thought I'd throw in a question there.
People were asking about Jack and I having breakfast?
Yeah, why they have breakfast for two when they make tables for three, things like that.
Well, it was actually a table. It's like booth. You probably fit four people in. But with social distancing and everything going on, you know, we need to be careful.
I got you. Well, that makes sense. That makes sense.
And a reminder, I'm just getting through the book. I'll finish it by tonight for sure. Tomorrow we'll be having on at 10, I believe, 10 a.m., Jeffrey Tucker. He has put together a new book, a collection of essays, really, called Liberty or Lockdown. And having gotten through the first two parts of the book, he lays out the choice, Liberty or Lockdown. Then the next part is, well, the carnage, as he puts it.
Okay.
The carnage from the lockdowns, by the way.
Oh.
Like, there's one essay, one chapter of the book, folks, and I look forward to talking about this with Jeffrey. I mean, you can pick up the book, Liberty or Lockdown, on Amazon right now. It's Kindle version, or I got the paperback myself, and it came to the house very quickly here. I think their organization is out of Georgia, so it's a quick trip here. There's one chapter where Jeffrey Tucker put out on Twitter, on social media in general, hey, who's dealing with depression because of the lockdowns, because of what we're going through in general? How are you feeling? And the whole chapter is a collection of messages people sent him. And it is absolutely heartbreaking. Absolutely heartbreaking. I feel like there are a lot of folks, and myself included, who have been through some, what do you call it, internal exile. It's not like you've been thrown out of the country. It's not like you're some expatriate, you know, in Belize, like John McAfee. Don't kill your neighbor, by the way.
Yeah.
That whole story with John McAfee is crazy. No, but it's you're still in your same country, your same city, but you can't work initially. There was no working. The schools shut down. Life, as you know it, comes and grinds to a halt. And luckily here in Alabama, we have not had the stringent lockdowns, the crazy lockdowns that you see continue in places like California and New York.
No justification.
It's ridiculous. So, accordingly, Alabama's had better economic numbers. We haven't been hit as hard, and I don't mean just economic numbers like, oh, the bottom line.
Right.
Oh, the tax revenue. No, when I think about the economy, here's what I mean by a free market economy, folks. Free men and women. And by the way, this is another tangent we're going to get on later in the show. I'm tired of people exercising their free, God-given American rights being accused of being extremists. That if you stand up for liberty and freedom and the rights of the individual human in this country, because you're not down with the collectivist program now being pushed by extremists on the left who put on the mask of legitimacy and prestige, you are labeled an extremist. If the defense of individual liberty, not to sound like Goldwater here, is extreme or radical, then I happily wear the label. And it kind of pisses me off that we got some organizations down the street from us who are some of the worst in this country about mislabeling people, jumping to conclusions, and pushing an ideology that seems to think that only government power can be trusted. But anyway, anyway, we need the liberty to live our lives. That's what an economy is, a market is. It's free people trading, free people engaging in contract and business and organization together. And when you shut that down, you destroy lives, root and branch. So this is the reason I'm bringing this up, the reason I'm bringing on Jeffrey Tucker tomorrow. Number one, you got to pick up this book, Liberty or Lockdown. But number two, we should never, ever do this again. Never, ever do this again. You know, there was one outlier country in all of this. I'm sure you've heard about it before, folks. Sweden.
Sweden?
Wait, is that how you say it? Sweden? Sweden. Sorry. Samsonite. I was way off.
Samsonite.
I'll be by the bar, giving out the vibe. But all this said, Governor Ivey, who I think is a fine person, she has extended the mask order. We announced this yesterday. It's not the end of the world. Again, we haven't had the most stringent lockdowns in the country, and the economy and the livelihoods of people were not disrupted too much here in the state, though I'm sure if you want to call 272-9228, I'm sure we could hear plenty of stories of depression, internal exile, and life unnecessarily so being upended. But I'll say this, I think the mask mandates are the illusion of control. It's this myth, whenever things get really bad in the world, and they do, life has a way of turning tragic on a mass scale. It's this myth that government will be the one that organizes and saves us and makes sure we're all right. And I think most Alabamians and most Americans, they aren't mad as hell about it, but they're frustrated. They barely comply if they comply at all. They pretend to regulate us and we pretend to be regulated. And I think it's more a calculation on the behalf of the governor, not based in some deep, profound science, but based in some deep, profound sense of, well, I don't want to be on the side of getting people killed, so I'll just do whatever I need to. It seems to be the calculation here for folks in political positions that if they admit, you know, if they admit that, oh, well, we need to open up, and then people die, it's blood's on their hands. Well, this is why I appreciate Governor DeSantis. He has every incentive not to open up Florida, yet he did, because he listened to scientists. And I again tip my hat to Scott Atlas, who remains undeterred in the face of all sorts of criticism. But he has been consistent before he even joined the White House on his perspective on this, and I believe the man is correct, that lockdowns have a cost. When you shut down an economy and you shut down society, you're going to get a lot more excess death and a lot more death than just the coronavirus. And that's not even getting into all the different discrepancies on how you count what is a COVID death. What, not too long ago, 6% of COVID deaths were just COVID.
Right.
No other factors.
Even then.
And even then, you'd have to look at each particular case.
Let's break it down a little further.
On all the other 94%. I'm sure in that 94%, some of it was COVID, people would have been alive. I think some of it, when you look at the death certificates, it's like, well, renal failure, heart failure, which is a shame. 272-9228. Already got a call here. Let's go to...
It's supposed to be Rick from Tennessee.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, Rick?
Doing great. I'm calling you from a little town called Jackson, Tennessee, in between Memphis and Nashville right here on Interstate 40. And I just happened to stumble across you guys on TuneIn Radio this morning, and I'm a full-fledged Trump supporter. And I see exactly what they're doing. If you watch MSNBC, CNN, they're deliberately trying to destroy this economy and try to make Trump look bad. You take, for instance, Halloween as a last year was $8.9 billion to the economy, and the year before was $9 billion. You watch this year, watch who the loudest ones are going to be barking trying to cancel Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're already
saying
it's
going to be a hard... Oh, yeah. They know it's a hard hit to the economy. They know that the numbers will come out right before the election, and they don't want Trump to look good. They're doing everything they can. You got your Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi's and Chuck... I mean, not Mitch, but your Chuck Schumer's and your Hillary Clinton's and all those. They're trying their best. But check this out. They say that it's a national security. They say President Trump's in debt. Mm-hmm. All right. When Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton left office in 2000, George Bush became president. Hillary Clinton has stayed in the same. When they left broke and $16 million in debt. How in the world, in a downed economy under Bush, did they crawl out of the hole so easily? So evidently, they're a national threat. They have plenty of American secrets that Iran, China, or Russia could have obtained from them.
Right.
But people don't want to talk about that.
Right. And, you know, I think the latest attacks on Trump's finances are absurd because Trump has disclosed a lot of his finances. And, you know, there's one thing, Rick, and by the way, thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening. I'm happy you found us on TuneIn. And we have our own app, by the way, but TuneIn works too. You notice that there was this drumbeat. We have the receipts. I could pull up the Twitter thread. For years, that if only we could see Donald Trump's tax returns, we could see what Vladimir Putin and the Russians have on him. We'll see all these ties through his finances and his tax returns to the Russians. Where's that? Now that the New York Times apparently has all of his information, I wonder how they got it. And I doubt it's the full story. Where's all the vindication of your Russia theories? And also, honestly,
that's
right. I don't think they have the full information. It's kind of like if you stop the movie It's a Wonderful Life right where George Bailey's jumping off the bridge,
mm-hmm.
and right. cut, roll the credits. What a sad movie. The most tragic movie ever. But that's not the end of the movie. Like, you need the full picture of finance, especially the finance of a guy who's, you know, worth hundreds of millions, if not a billion or plus.
And they don't want to, they don't want to talk about Hunter Biden either. The news that just broke the other day, right before the debate, about him receiving what, millions of dollars from Russia. right. from what the mayor's wife, is that right? They don't want to talk about all that. Let's see his taxes. And I guarantee you, he's the one that's putting all the money into Joe Biden's campaign.
Well, and I would rather be talking about big issues in geopolitics, how we get our finances of the country back in order, get our own house in order. I'd be happy to talk about actual policy issues, but given it's election season and given this is the game that the Democrats have been playing, not just election season, but for the past 3.5 years, okay, fight fire with fire. And I guess we're going to burn until after November. But I have a feeling the burn's going to continue even after November.
Well, if Antifa's an idea, I've got an idea that they're most likely going to burn cities down if Trump wins. And that they're trying to make out like this is all on Trump. But they fail to mention Antifa and the radical Black Lives Matter. They don't want to mention that. Joe Biden sits on stage saying, well, Antifa's an idea. He's covering for them because he's hoping that they will take to the streets and scare people. You know, so I'll say this and I'll get off here. If people want to go and be poll watchers, the only way we can get away with it is get you a new Black Panthers uniform and you'll be scot-free.
Well,
have a good day, guys.
That's good news. I look good in a beret. 272-9228. Thank you, Eddie.
Raspberry beret, perhaps.
Wait, are you Eddie?
Yes.
Are you wearing a Hawaiian shirt?
Yeah, it's closing day. I had to dress up today.
Are you a member of the Proud Boys?
What?
Yeah, apparently their new uniform is wearing Hawaiian shirts.
Dude, that's half my stuff I own. No, I'm not a member of Proud Boys.
Are you going to condemn them totally?
Yeah, totally.
Are you going to stand by?
Quit wearing my stuff, man.
Did you know the member of the national... I learned this just yesterday because I didn't really know who the Proud Boys were. I knew of Gavin McGinnis and all the crazy stuff that guy has said on camera. I think some of it out of context has been used against him, but he has, in context, said some pretty crazy stuff. I mean, I know a provocateur, though, when I see one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Gavin was hilarious for it in many ways. Other things kind of made me cringe, but, you know, that's such is life. But the current head of the Proud Boys is Afro-Cuban.
Is that his name?
No, his name's like... Enrique.
That's his ethnicity?
Yeah. No, but it's just bizarre when you're... I don't know hardly anything about the Proud Boys. I look up, like, after the whole thing happened with the debate.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that was a good moment for Trump. What he said in transcripts, all right, I guess, but it was, like, it was a weird moment where he didn't knock it out of the park, and I think he could have.
Yeah.
I think if he had said, yes, I disavow white supremacy... And I don't only just disavow it, I condemn it. I have condemned it multiple times. Joe, will you condemn Antifa?
Mm-hmm.
And that could have been a great moment, but because of the way he handled it, it was bad. And there are a lot of folks who looked at that moment, especially Black Americans, go, what the hell are you doing, Donald? So, you know, I understand the moment, but because that was such, I think, the bad moment of the debate, I went, like, who are the Proud Boys? And when I learned that, like, the head of their organization is... Afro-Cuban, I believe, is the word.
He's a Black Cuban guy?
Yeah. Like, man, I guess diversity is white supremacy's strength. What in the world?
So what do they stand for? What are they? Are they proud? I really don't understand.
Well, a lot of it overlaps with just kind of run-of-the-mill conservatism and libertarianism. Like, you know, the Second Amendment support. Now, the Proud Boys have been known to go out there, as I've learned, and start stuff in the streets.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh.
And, you know, and excuse me, pardon me, folks, people can be a-holes in any organization,
sure.
Or that might be the mission of the organization, and it doesn't mean they're the terrible, terrible evil that you want to ascribe to them.
Well, let me ask you this. What does the Southern Poverty Law Center
say? Oh, they're hakers.
Well, there we go, then. That answers that.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that makes me just think immediately. Well, maybe they're not
I was
so
going to wait for Jack, but I found something interesting. Also, Kyle Rittenhouse.
Yeah.
That the premise of Chris Wallace's question was the white supremacist, white nationalist, and militia activity in places like Kenosha.
Really?
And then Joe Biden put out an ad.
Oh, boy.
Or put out an image on Twitter, Facebook, social media. It was a picture of Kyle Rittenhouse. And said, we remember what happened. We remember what we saw. And essentially said, Kyle Rittenhouse is a white supremacist.
Really?
And You remember Nick Sandman?
I was just going to say.
Yeah, his attorney, Nicholas Sandman, was Lynn Wood. Lynn Wood is now representing Kyle Rittenhouse on the civil side. I think it's a man named, with the last name of Pierce, who's representing Rittenhouse on the criminal side of his case. But on the civil side, Lynn Wood is representing Rittenhouse. And now Lynn Wood is saying, we're going to sue Joe Biden for defamation. We're going to sue Joe Biden for defamation. You know, and I looked up. I was like, let's go. SPLC's right down the street.
Yeah.
They've got this whole thing called Hate Watch. Like, let's see what they have on Rittenhouse. Because I've heard this said about Kyle Rittenhouse. And, you know, I saw the initial reports and thought, oh, this guy crossed state lines. He was just looking for a fight. What's a 17-year-old kid doing out there in the middle of that mayhem and the unrest? He was just, you know, that was just dumb. The story's a little different than that. But then I just kept hearing, like, Kyle Rittenhouse is a white supremacist. Obviously. Obviously. So I'm like, well, let's go to the source, the SPLC. The one thing I found on the SPLC's website under the Hate Watch banner is that Kyle Rittenhouse, there was a guy who was at times next to Kyle Rittenhouse in Kenosha who once shared white nationalist stuff. Not Rittenhouse himself.
Right.
A guy who was there next to Rittenhouse.
Random guy.
Once in 2018 shared stuff from like the dope Richard Spencer, who, by the way, Richard Spencer, white nationalist, endorses Joe Biden. Also agrees with Ibram X. Kendi on the whole colonizers, you know, white people, white colonizers adopting black children. And you know what, folks? I don't love talking about this stuff because I think it's all, at the end of the day, nonsense.
Right.
It really is. It really is. But so that's, I'm thinking the SPLC's got something. This is what they do. This is what they do all day, every day.
Hmm.
And honestly, if you want to sue the pants off the KKK and explicit hate groups that have a historical, especially here in this part of the country, a terrible history that they should be watched and... yeah, when they can be sued, sue the hell out of them, sure. But if we're going to sit here and say that this 17-year-old kid is a white supremacist, what's your proof? And if a president, it'd be one thing if the SPLC said it and some people on Twitter said it. When you're the running to be the president of the United States, Joe Biden, and you put out ads about this kid, what is your proof? Unless anybody with a gun defending property is now considered a white supremacist. Even if, you know, the head of that other organization, the Proud Boys, isn't white. It's kind of like the white supremacist who helped, you know, destroy the CNN Center in Atlanta, waving the Mexican flag. Yeah.
Yeah.
So much white supremacy.
That's, it's worrisome that, so, let me get this right, Joey. You or I could be labeled a white supremacist.
Oh, we already have been, probably.
Yeah, I mean...
I think it's dumb.
Instead of...
I don't think it's dumb beyond just an insult to you or I. It's incorrect.
Well,
I think it's dumb in that it is a dangerous, dumb, ignorant game to play in 2020 in the United States of America.
How does one qualify for that? Is there a sheet with boxes to be checked, and if we check all those boxes, then you're instantly labeled that? Or... Mm-hmm. Or is one just someone that possibly disagrees with someone else's opinion? And they have no justification, so they get personal. They call you a racist. Or they say something about you personally. That's when I know the argument is dead. They have nothing, so they get personal. And a lot of times when people call other people a racist, it's the last grasp they have. And if someone does label you or call you a racist, there is no defense for that. How do you defend it? No, I'm not. I got plenty of black friends. I'm married to a black woman.
It's not true. I weigh the same as a duck. I'm a witch. Get it right. 272-9228. JD, welcome to the show.
Hey. Now, my response typically is I hate everybody equally.
I love a good misanthropic call in the morning, JD.
Yeah, I just have to drop that in there. You know, talking about all this and seeing how divisive the country is, I'm going to say we've heard a lot lately that freedom is not free. And we all know what that means, and we all know the ultimate sacrifice that many people have paid for the freedom of this country. But there's another viewpoint of freedom isn't free that is often overlooked. I'll use, for example, you cannot have freedom without, you know, you can't have true freedom without mutual respect and compromise. You're free not to smoke. I'm free to smoke. So out of mutual respect, if I wanted to smoke, I would move away from you. I may move 5 feet this way. You may move 5 feet that way. Everybody's happy. But if we don't have that mutual respect, that's when law comes in.
Yes.
And says, you can't smoke here. But by doing that, they strip away somebody else's freedom. So some of these freedoms are derived on stripping away somebody else's freedoms because everybody's locked in their world where they're only concerned about their self. And Facebook has done a wonderful job of doing that. You know, when Facebook come out, people quit knowing who their neighbors were. They've got friends that they've never met around the world, but don't know who their next door neighbor is.
Well, it was even worse than that. That was happening, that trend, lack of civic and civil engagement, long before social media in 2008-09, it really kicked in and picked up. And it's a terrible, terrible thing. I mean, you can go back to Alexis de Tocqueville, Democracy in America. What made America unique and free, and the reason democracy worked in America, where, you know, say in France, things got pretty bad when they had their revolution, is that it was local. How much are we focused locally? There are some good folks doing some good local initiatives and good local things, but how much is our political energy and focus really on the local scene? I don't think that much, but it was local, voluntary, and infused with the spirit of religion. And I feel like we're fading from that vision, from that practical way America worked. I think we still got it. We can get back to it. I think most Americans are good people, especially when they're not hopped up on the biggest, most pervasive form of bigotry in the country, partisan politics. But, yeah, the more that we disengage and isolate, and this pandemic, to tie everything together, did not help. People entering self-exile, being alone and isolated. You know, one of the worst chapters in that book, J.D., other than all the anecdotes and the personal stories, was the rate of suicide. And when you see it more than just a statistic, you see how people warned this is going to happen than it did.
Yep.
How some counties had more deaths from suicide than they did from COVID. It really brings home these things.
I looked at the total death toll numbers for the United States of America, and the total death toll is actually down from 18 and 19
up
to this point. The total death toll.
Well, we got some more months to go.
To so much about COVID, but when the national death toll is down, numbers get skewed. But I do have a really good question. I went to bed last night and I woke up in the middle of the night and had kind of a aha moment type deal. Let me ask you this. There's so many times I've asked myself, why did Trump say this? Why did he do that? That is crazy. Only to find out a month or two later, oh my gosh, he set them up. That was ingenious.
Right.
Do you think, just out of curiosity, do you think that it's possible that he might have entered that debate just to find out what buttons needed to be pushed? Because, you know, me being a prior DJ, you know, nightclubs, the most prominent thing that people remember is the last thing that they hear.
Sure.
That's the last thing they heard before they left that spot. So I'm thinking, you know, everybody's saying, oh, the first debate matters so much. I don't think it matters as much as the next or the last. And I think that he might be setting up a little chess move where he found out what buttons needed to be pushed. Now he can come on as more of a smoother operator and just throw his timed jabs in every now and then. And people remember him as, okay, well, you know, he was a little harsh to begin with, but, you know, he smoothed everything out okay. But that's where he drops the rope for
Well,
for
this
Biden.
Is a constant question with Trump, J.D., isn't it? Is he playing 4D chess, or is he just kind of shooting from the hip? I think it was a little bit of both. And I had this thought yesterday. You know the critique, let's say, from Bob Woodward of Barack Obama, is that Obama was aloof. He didn't like the, you know, doing the work of,
you know, glad handing and bringing people along into a coalition
right.
in Congress is what I'm not talking about voter organization. I mean, getting votes along in Congress. He liked more, you know, and it's not surprising giving Obama's personality. he was, you know, he liked being in the study and right. reading about things. And then so that first debate with Romney, what did Barack Obama seem? He seemed asleep. He seemed aloof. He seemed like the guy Bob Woodward had described.
Non-threatening.
How is Bob Woodward, for, you know, love him or hate him, and more these days I'm kind of indifferent to him, I think Woodward at least can still write. I don't know what the hell Bernstein's up to these days. It's like, oh, this is worse than Watergate. How many things can be worse than Watergate, Carl? Anyway, what is Woodward's critique of Trump? Rage. Trump's kind of all over the place. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can hear it in the tapes he released. Trump is Trump.
Right.
He's very abrasive. And what did we see in that debate? The same exact critique Woodward, you know. And here's my theory, is that presidents are so used to being who they are once they have that power and have to be, you know, just they don't have too many people second-guessing them. They'll have debates within the administration that when they first do that debate with somebody actually challenging them, they kind of fall back on who they've been for the last few years. And so I think that's what played out with Trump. He was testing the wire, obviously, on certain things. But I think he also was so used to being abrasive with the press, with his own staff, and, you know, with so many others, being kind of freewheeling at his rallies, that he wasn't dialed in just right for a debate. He needs to let it sizzle a little more and let Biden trip over himself.
Absolutely. And you know what? This whole ordeal with Hunter, and I don't understand why people don't think he's such a respectable guy, because all he's doing is committing treason and married his deceased brother's wife while having relationships with a hooker in Arkansas. The guy is obviously a stand-up guy. I don't know why he's not leading a church. I mean, I guarantee you with his habits, everybody in church would be awake because they'd all be jacked up on cocaine. He is a poster child. And they're saying leave him off limits. But how can you actually leave him off limits when it's his ties to his father and his father's actions? Because you're talking about Biden. It's Biden's actions right. over his son mm-hmm. is what plays the role.
Right. And it's because trading on your dad's name when he's vice president does yep. have political ramifications. JD, look at the time. Got to run. Appreciate the call, man.
All right, buddy.
See you, JD.
272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. This hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Now that it's October 1st, 50% off. It's back to 50% off on all those video, tape, transfers, the DVD. And what a great Christmas gift. Now's the time to start thinking about a Christmas gift. And a great idea for Christmas, especially for a family member, is to help jog that memory by transferring those old home videos. So check out Dan Black Studios today. Give them a call at 279-6036, 279-6036. Dan Black Studios, great sponsor of this hour of News and Views from 9 till noon.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our fourth annual truckload sale.
And have we got an irresistible offer for you?
Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Luke Ryan
and save 20%.
Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit.
Turn to the experts at acbyluquire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyluquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
License number 84417.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. We're about to change seasons, and you got a ton of new stuff coming in.
Amen, Bubba. We have a lot of new things coming in and a lot of old favorites. One of our all-time favorites are the hot sauces, the jellies, the jams. Well, now we've got the sprouted flour grits back and the granola, the Vertigo hot sauces, the Alabama Sunshine jellies. We got kudzu jelly. Everybody likes a little kudzu jelly. We've got Bordeaux sauces, great sauces for your ribs, your hamburgers, your steaks, whatever. We've got those. But if that's not your thing, we've got some awesome jewelry that's just come into the store. Good-looking jewelry. So when you're getting ready for a gift for family, friends, we got those. We've got the silicone cups that'll say Merry Christmas on them this year.
And, of course, this year, tailgating not allowed on the college campuses. Most of the tailgating's got to be done at home. Your at-home tailgating supplies are now available at Tucker Pecan in downtown Montgomery.
At 350 North McDonough Street, or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com, or call us at 262-4470, or like us on Facebook.
Wouldn't it be great if everything came with more? Like if your new computer came with unlimited tech support? When you choose a Medicare plan from UnitedHealthcare, you get more. Like plans that have dental and vision coverage, plus hearing coverage. Call UnitedHealthcare at 1-800-364-1360 to get Medicare with more. Remember, Medicare annual enrollment ends December 7th.
Benefits and availability may vary by plan and location. More plans based on a year-over-year comparison of UnitedHealthcare plans.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Congratulations to Clark's RV Center, serving Central Alabama for over 10 years. You know, Clark's RV Center is a travel trailer and fifth wheel dealership in Millbrook, located right there on the Alabama River Parkway. Their showroom is stocked with the newest Coachman, Dutchman, and Forest River units. And Clark's has beautiful new and pre-loved units to sell. And they are social distancing as well. Hey, don't be the person that should have when you could have. Open Monday through Saturday for all your RV supplies.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If you've been liking this weather, you're going to love this forecast for the next several days. For today, we actually warm up a little bit back into the low 80s before the second cold front of the week arrives later on in the afternoon. So behind it, clear, pleasantly cool tonight, overnight low 54. Tomorrow, just about perfect. And it's Friday. Nice breeze, sunshine, low humidity, high in the low 70s. Clear skies, jacket weather on Friday night with the overnight low temperature in the upper 40s by dawn Saturday morning. Then for the first weekend in October, just about perfect. Highs in the 70s daytime, 50s at night, low humidity. You can't improve on that. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228.
Hey girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone.
Shouldn't be creeping on girls like that, Tony Orlando. I mean, it's a different time. It's not the 70s anymore.
You remember Dawn?
Dawn.
It was Tony Orlando and Dawn.
Oh, really?
I think they got divorced.
Yeah, I've got it in. Yeah. Oh, they got divorced.
I think so.
Just shocking.
Tony Orlando.
Shocking, given it's kind of like a coin flip these days. 272-9228. This hour of News and Views, again, brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Take advantage now. 50% off. Back to 50% off here in the month of October. And all those videotape transfers to a DVD or digital file for your computer. Those tapes don't just collect dust, folks. They deteriorate over time. So preserve those old home videos. And why not a great Christmas gift at 50% off on those old home video transfers. Dan Black Studios, 279-6036. Let's go to the phones and talk to Flower Child.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Flower Child.
Hey,
Well, you know, I've been from the very get-go not wanting to wear these masks.
Right.
I've been accused of not caring about humanity.
Mm-hmm.
But I view it more of a loss of liberty.
Yes. It's
one of the main reasons I don't want to wear it.
I think you would be interested in this book. It's not expensive, Liberty or Lockdown. I think you'd like it.
Oh, yes, uh-huh. I mean, this is all about the election. This is not about the virus. And I'm really, to tell you the truth, I'm quite disappointed in the American people being so scared and willing to give up their liberty so easily. But that's what the mainstream media has instilled is fear and panic. And they should be ashamed of themselves, as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, Dr. Fauci and Redfield and CDC, you know, remember, Rod Rosenstein's sister is in charge of a lot of that CDC stuff, you know, infectious disease. I mean, you've got all these deep state creatures, swamp creatures, trying to tell us what to do. And every 6 weeks, they change the message.
Oh, Flower Child, the deep state is just an idea.
Oh, yes, they don't exist at all. I mean, you know, we didn't fire the FBI director and 10 people underneath them and expose everybody else for, you know, that was just a fake head fake.
Well, it was fake. I mean, just listen to James Comey yesterday.
Yeah.
His lack of memory proves how much of a big deal this is not.
I don't know.
Oh, I know. I wish... I didn't get to watch any of it, but I wish Trey Gowdy could interview that man.
Mm-hmm.
But you knew you weren't going to get anything out of him anyway. And if you remember, Joey, I sent you about 10 or 15 things of that Occam's razor.
Yeah.
Of the different things that has happened. And that's why I've never believed that this virus is as infectious as they say it is. TB is our most infectious disease worldwide. And...
Right.
The things that, and how they treated these older people,
that's just sickening.
It's horrible for them to have done this to them.
Well, and the more I look at it, the more I look at what Sweden did, and I think they had the right approach. They admit, like pretty much everybody else, that they didn't protect nursing homes and assisted living well enough, because that's where this virus truly is deadly. Mm-hmm. Say 75 and up, and really the average is even higher than that. But the approach they took is they had, what, some minimum, like, hey, you can't have a grouping of 50 people. That's the most they did.
Yeah.
They didn't mandate masks. They didn't mandate anything. They said, hey, people of Sweden, we think you can make your own decisions. If you want to wear a mask, fine. That's your choice. If you want to distance, we encourage you to distance, especially if vulnerable folks around you. But generally speaking, it's up to you, and you have the liberty to decide on how to deal with this.
I sent you an article. You probably already knew it, where these two doctors are being investigated for the veterans home.
Mm-hmm.
Them putting well people on the COVID-19 ward. And so I think that's a prediction for the mayors and governors of this state, because I don't know what you call that. Is that some sort of homicide or manslaughter or something like that, to do that to the older people? And we know that they did this just to increase the numbers and instill more panic.
That's my belief, yeah.
Flower Child, before you keep going, no, don't leave yet.
Oh.
Don't leave. Say hello to Jack Campbell.
Hey, Jack.
Hi, Flower Child. How you doing?
I am doing so well. I'm going outside. I'm going to spend the day in the yard. Oh, and
so lucky.
And just love this weather.
Are you going to look for black helicopters?
Only if they're circling over Hillary Clinton's house.
Oh, okay.
Well, Jack, now you say that, but up on the lake where we're at, we've had some mysterious planes flying around at night coming in really low.
Yeah, I don't know what they're looking for, mm-hmm. but it's not me, I can assure you.
Or whatever.
No, wait. Eddie, it's been raining a lot, and... I've noticed, especially doing my grandfather's yard, a lot of mushrooms been popping up out of the ground. You stayed away from those in your area?
I don't... There's mushrooms? What? Mushrooms are bad? I like them on steak and...
I'm not talking portobello.
Oh.
You want the mushrooms out in the field, Joey.
No, I'm just Eddie talking about the strange planes flying.
There is a pasture out there.
But you know, they are so pretty. The colors on them, the reds and the yellows and everything.
Yeah. And the greens.
Oh, it's, yeah.
And
it swirls together and the moon falls into your cup. Yeah, it's great.
Uh-huh.
Just remember, it's fungi.
Well, that's all. I've got more to say, but the last thing I want to say is, I wish Trump would destroy Biden more on that Antifa stuff, because every time you donate to Antifa and Black Lives Matter, it goes to Act Blue, which I already know this, and then it goes to another shell company, and that's why Biden's raising so much money, and there's probably foreign donors donating to these organizations, and whether they'll get them or not, I don't know, but I'm hoping this is our Red October month, and Trump can take them down. He's fired up and ready to do it. So.
Very good. Well, bye. Flower Child, good talking to you.
Bye.
Take care, hon.
272-9228. You doing all right today, Jack?
Yeah, I just got a low battery alert, and it's plugged in.
Oh, no. Well, I can hear you still. That's why the video went out.
No, there. Actually, it's not plugged in.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
low battery.
That explains it.
I don't do it every damn time, won't it? I know something. I found out something very disturbing. I have a friend who's in Atlanta right now going to a fundraising luncheon for the Trump campaign, and Mike Pence is the speaker. Mm-hmm. Well, they did not let any of the donors know until yesterday where the event was going to be.
Really?
Because if you give them too much of a heads up, all these protesters show up.
Yep.
And they're bussed in. They're paid $40 an hour. And,
man,
you know, then
the
supplies come later, you know, like the bricks and bottles and all that stuff. But I find that very disturbing that you can't even let people know where the event is until the day before.
It's insane.
That is insane.
Absolutely crazy.
You know, Trey Gowdy, he'll be here tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah. One of my fellow partner realtors, Pam's, got tickets, VIP tickets.
Oh, over at Faulkner.
Yep.
Yeah, very good.
What university are you talking about? But yeah, he'll be here in town tonight. I'm excited that Faulkner brings in some good guests. Like
they really do.
They sure do. They really hit some home runs over the years.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Trey, if you're listening, hit us up. We love your work. Your new podcast is great, too.
She's going to go talk to him for us.
And he's done a better job, I have to say, Jack Campbell, with his hair.
What?
He's done a better job.
It's, you know, it's still not good, but it ain't as bad as it was.
What's he done different?
I said better. I said relative. It's like, how's your wife compared to what? You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Woo. Here, we got to hit our last break of the hour here. More news and views from 9 till noon. When we come back, got the whole gang together. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. How you doing?
How you doing? I want to talk about something that's bothering me.
Okay, cool.
When we come back.
We'll be right back.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Working on the menu for your summer staycation? Let U.S. Foods Market Store make your shopping a breeze. They've got a great selection of meats for grilling and delicious ready-made sides. You can pick up all your paper goods and even grab a bag of charcoal while you're there. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, makes your family mealtime easy and affordable. Open to the public with no membership fees. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
I've spent more time at home lately and I've noticed some things. The ceiling fan in my bedroom is ugly and loud. My gutters need cleaning. I have a loose fence post. My kitchen faucet's leaking. My dryer lint thingy needs a deep cleaning and the wood trim on my house is clearly rotted. None of which I wish to fix myself. I called Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599. Mr. Handyman can help with all my home improvement projects. On time, done right. Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C-Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C-Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C-Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you're a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us, and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This song off the Jack Campbell playlist. How you doing? We don't have much time here, Jack, about 3 minutes, but...
Yeah, that's fine. That's plenty of time. Last night, I was at home. I didn't go anywhere. And I was just thinking. And I started getting madder and madder and madder at Donald Trump. Because he was ill-prepared for that debate. And there is absolutely no excuse for that. And his handlers, they ought to all be kicked in the ass for that. Now, does he listen to anybody? We don't know. But the fact of the matter is that a third grader could tell you that that was bad behavior. Mm-hmm. I mean, the way he was butting in and not, he hates being challenged. And that's fine. I don't know how he grew up and all that stuff. But, I mean, you're the president of the United States. You won an election fair and square 4 years ago. Do not blow it. And I hope everybody on his staff has gotten in his ear and said that was terrible. Well, because it was.
Let's be clear to all the Trump supporters, especially the diehards out there. You're mad at him because you really want him to win.
Absolutely. I'm mad at him because he butted in. He was impolite. He was a bully as usual. But... he talked too much. If he let Biden talk more, Biden might have hung himself. Because the more he talks, the more prone he is to doing something stupid. But I'm so irritated at him. He blew that first debate. Well, and he just totally blew it.
And as I shared with the audience earlier, but I told you yesterday when it just came to me, this idea that, you know, what was the knock on Obama? He was too aloof, too laid back in the Oval Office, didn't do the work of working with Congress. And what did he do in the first debate with Romney? Barack Obama was too aloof and too laid back. And he got butchered by Romney in that first debate. What's the knock on Trump? He's too abrasive. He doesn't listen enough. He's always got a response to everything you bring up with him. And what did we see in the first debate? So I think that's the thing with presidents. In their first debate, they behave like they do being president, not with somebody debating to win the presidency again. I think it happened with Carter, with Reagan, with so many folks.
I understand you have the jitters, and but I mean, he's debated before, and right. I would say Hillary's probably a pretty able debater. But I just, you know, I hope his wife, what's her name, Melania, and those people close to him say, look, you can't do that. I mean, the people he's trying to appeal to are people that don't like that kind of behavior. Middle-of-the-roaders who are not enamored with Trump, but they've done pretty well under his programs.
Right.
But, you know, he just made an argument for Biden, and it really ticks me off because of all the people that have labored in the trenches over the years to put him where he is.